This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into another episode of 5 Out.
When you say 5 Out, what do you mean by that?
We got to talk about load management today. It's apparently an issue for Kawhi already. Anywhere, what, 6, 7, 8 games into the season. We also got to talk about the Bulls. They look pretty good for, I don't know, 2.5 quarters the other night against the Lakers. Obviously, Ty cares a ton about them, and he has a lot to say. We'll touch on the Celtics as well. The Suns, are they for real? And Giannis possibly going to the Warriors still? I mean, is that legitimate? Nick Friedell talked about it a little bit the other day. We will touch on that. If you guys haven't already, leave a rating review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you guys listen to us, Google Play. Send us your rating and review, a screenshot of it on Twitter or Instagram at 5OutPod to redeem your free t-shirt. We have larges and XLs, limited amount of those. Not sure how many we have left, but not a lot.
And let's get it going.
Look, I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be all right with it, yeah.
So how are you feeling after the other night, Ty? Because the Bulls, I went back and watched that first half. They looked pretty damn good.
I wish my power went out at halftime.
You would have missed. You wouldn't have been able to watch any of it then. You came in, what was it, halfway through the third?
I started about halfway through the third quarter.
Matt,
it was, I believe, a 18-point Bulls lead.
I was going to say, if you're watching a game.
My arch enemy.
One team's up 77 to, what is it, 59, halfway through the third quarter. You think that's...
Most games, that's over.
It's a done deal, right?
Yeah, most games.
Jeez, that was really...
It's the NBA,
I don't want to see it because obviously Kobe White, I want to see him do well. And he did pretty well, but...
He did.
And LeBron did not look good in that game. I don't know how he looked in the second half as much. I watched only the first half.
He had a triple-double.
Did he end up with a triple-double?
Yep. He loves having that triple-double for the stat sheet. It's a nice round number. He saw all the love that Russell Westbrook got. Now, with him being even more ball-dominant than he's ever been, LeBron loves that triple-double. And he got one last night against my Bulls.
I mean, look, his passing, he looked great when I was watching, but he was him at the rim. He did not look good finishing. But either way, your guys choked it away. And I know you texted us as soon as the game was over, and you were upset about, was it Boylan's comments that he made?
He's so pathetic. And where this has all started with me was Tom Thibodeau was like one of the hardest-nosed coaches, would play guys 40 minutes. Luol Deng was getting a spinal tap in the playoffs, and I think he brought him back like 2 days later and played him. And so, like, literally, the opposite end of the spectrum from Tom Thibodeau and just destroying players, like, like part of the reason that Derrick Rose has so many injuries, some of that blame goes on Tom Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
So they're overcorrecting and going on the opposite end of the spectrum and getting this soft-ass dude named Jim Boylan, who is not the Jim Boylan that everyone knows who previously coached the Bulls. This is a different spelling of Jim Boylan.
Mm-hmm.
This guy sucks. He's so bad. So starting out last year, they fired Tom Thibodeau. They didn't even really do a national search. They just said, this guy's already in-house, so let's sign him. He follows the company line. He follows the company line. So he decided to start a friggin' leadership committee. This is pro sports.
What is that? What does that mean?
Good question. I don't know what it is. Apparently, the old system of naming a friggin' captain is too outdated and too sophisticated for him, so we want to create a nice culture where you can approach the head coach with your issues and talk about the issues the team has with your leadership committee. Such a friggin' dweeb.
Now, do you think that's a cop-out because he
doesn't know how to coach?
Well, that, and is the leadership committee, because you said it's not like naming captain, so the Bulls don't have a captain.
No, and Zach LaVine's like, well, we don't have a guy like KG, we don't have a guy to turn to.
Exactly, so that's why I'm saying, is that like a cop-out saying we don't have a leader, so let's do a leadership committee?
I think so last year. They didn't do that this year. There's less talk about this leadership committee. But anyways, so this goes to last night. I hate Jim Boylan, and I hate LeBron even more. Last night, when I tuned on the game, ESPN, national broadcast, 77-59, the young Bulls, Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter, Kobe White, Zach LaVine. You put Otto Porter, you gave all this big money to, on a national stage early in the year. The 2-5 Bulls can take all of the past transgressions, the horrible 7 games they've played so far. Lauri Markkanen's not getting developed. All of that can go aside if you beat LeBron James and the Lakers on national TV. You're up friggin' almost 20 points against them. And you know what Jim Boylan did? It's time to develop the young guys. Luke Kornet and, you know, all these guys. It's all about fun and development and playing the bench. Here is Jim Boylan in possibly the worst 28 and a half seconds of audio I've ever heard in the history of the NBA. Listen to him try and explain. He left his bench in way too long, and it started a 13-0 run to start the quarter. Here is Jim Boylan talking about why he didn't have his starters back in during that big run.
If you can do it again, would you bring the starters back a little sooner?
Nope.
Why is that?
Because I'm going to develop this bench. I'm going to develop this team. I got 15 guys.
Please don't laugh. It's not funny. This is very serious.
Get him in balking,
I'm trying to
bro.
Figure out his mindset in terms of
okay,
why.
Okay, all right. I'll shut up.
Why my starters were on the bench in the most important time of the game.
Because I'm going to develop this bench. I'm going to develop this team.
Good for you.
I got 15 guys to develop, and I'm going to play them in those moments, and they're going to learn how to play winning basketball. I've never yanked guys. I've never done that.
Who is this guy?
This is Jim Boylan with an E.
Is he an asshole or what?
We said to him, what a fucking dumbass.
I don't think he's an asshole. I just think he should be coaching like YMCA youth basketball.
I mean,
this is your shot to steal a game against the friggin' Lakers.
You're an NBA. You're a professional coach. You're a professional coach, and you're gonna tell me
I got 15 guys to develop.
Come coach at Pike School.
This guy should be color matching wristbands on defense in YMCA basketball. He should not be developing game plans for professionals.
That's
the cut wasn't over. Can we please play some more of this?
I got 15 guys to develop, and I'm gonna play them in those moments, and they're gonna learn how to play winning basketball.
You're 2-5. You're playing on national television against the best team in the Western Conference by some analyst opinion, and you're up 18 at some point in the third quarter when Tyler Devitt turns the game on. He decided to throw the game plan out the window. And so you're going
coincidence?
Up.
I think not.
No, it is not a coincidence. So the start of the fourth quarter is 93-83, and this asshole's got Luke Kornet on the court. Who is Luke Kornet? He is a made-up player, and he's this guy whose whole philosophy is mid-range shots and dumping it down to the post. Finally decides, oh, I got a center that can shoot. Let's have him shoot threes. Okay, how about earlier in the game? Not in the fourth quarter when you're trying to bury LeBron James.
I'm going to play him in those moments, and they're going to learn how to play winning basketball.
Mistake.
I've never yanked guys. I've never done that. You know,
what does that mean?
I'm not doing that. So we're going to develop that second group, and we're going to have a bench here in Chicago, and I'm going to keep coaching it.
Your team should boycott your next practice. This is so pathetic.
There are three things that I think really stand out as just dumbass lines. First thing, he's going to develop all 15 guys.
I got 15 guys to develop.
Why? Who cares about the 15th guy?
Thank you. You're going to play winning basketball? Then you got to friggin' win games.
He's got to be fair to all 15. treat guy number one.
Why don't
on
you
roster.
Develop your best players? That's what it's all matters.
He can't. Lauri Markkanen sucks this year. It's so frustrating because as a Bulls fan, I've had no hope. Basically, since Derrick Rose has tore his ACL every single year since my high school. Literally, I've been out of high school for almost 10 years, and there's been nothing for Bulls basketball.
We were talking about this before, and I was laughing because I just pictured Ty last night as the lead started to dwindle. Just Ty just sitting in front of his TV. Let's go, Bulls!
Let's go, Bulls!
Little Bill Murray for you.
That's
the classic.
Let's go, Bulls.
Can you play that last little bit of Boylan? Because there was a third point I had in there, and I can't remember what it was. It was like the last 5 seconds, seven seconds.
I'm not doing that. So we're going to develop that
not yanking guys.
Group.
Yeah,
yanking.
Wait, what are you talking about? You're not yanking
Dude,
guys.
Never
we do that
guys.
In high school. If you're playing like crap, you get yanked.
And if you pull a guy out of a game, does that necessarily mean they're getting yanked? No, you just make an adjustment.
You're putting your starters back in.
I'm taking my bench guys out for the starters. Oh, shit, it's the end of the world. You suck,
never
Kobe
yanked,
White,
guys.
Forget
I've
So Will Perdue is a Bull.
Look at that. Just because
we're talking about
Tyler, okay. I can't turn off the TV. Damn it.
Tennis Channel was on. It does not. Bulls basketball does not deserve to be on television in America.
He was going against Trae Young and the Hawks too. Although they're without Collins too. That's another thing I forgot to write down.
25 game suspension. I wish Jim Boylan would get a 25 game suspension. This guy's so pathetic.
After the sound that we've heard.
Never yanked guys?
Yes, you did. You did yank guys. You lost by 56 to the Celtics last year, and you had platoon substitutions left and right. If that's not yanking a guy, then what is?
I don't know. But you know what? If he had Kawhi on his
Matt,
team,
you're more qualified to coach this professional team than this guy. This is so pathetic.
Thank you.
I think you both are.
Matt, have you ever yanked a guy before?
I do it in 8th grade basketball, yeah.
You should do it in 8th grade basketball.
You've been yanked before, too, haven't you?
Probably, yeah.
But seriously,
you're lying if you say you've never yanked a guy.
Never yanked guys?
Like, dude, like in 8th grade, when I coach 8th graders, I tell them if you're not ready to go in, when you go in, you're coming back out. That's simple.
I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that. That's BS. That's what that is.
He acts like these guys are like super soft. And, like, you take them out of a game to teach them an opinion or a coaching moment that they're going to like crumble.
Yeah.
Ask any coach in America, why do you play the game? To win. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me, like you said, Ty, we're up 15 or 20 against the Lakers on primetime TV, and you're going to tell me you're developing guys? That's bullshit.
You go for the throat.
You go for the win.
That's what I mean.
At any point.
Yes, there's no debate here. It's a terribly managed game, and you're saying, I mean, this is a game that you think that Boylan deserves to get fired for.
I would, after those comments.
You fired Fred Hoiberg, and then you replaced him with this guy. So, obviously, Fred Hoiberg was as soft as baby shit. I mean, you bring in this Jim Boylan guy who's softer than Fred Hoiberg.
This is even worse.
It's unbelievable. And I told you guys, the Bulls ownership has no motivation or initiative to try and win games because that damn United Center is sold out every single night. Mm-hmm.
But that's like the Knicks, right?
Yeah, exactly. What?
The mecca of basketball.
But
it's
like you said, Ty, at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt the bottom line, so there's not going to be any crazy changes.
And
it's sad.
And everyone in Chicago sports radio are pussies because they will not rip anyone in Chicago. It's so pathetic. On ESPN 1000, my all-time favorite radio show was Waddle and Sylvie in the Afternoons, and they put this guy named Fred, C. Red Fred is his Twitter name. They put him to the front of the line because he's the C. Red number one Bulls fan.
Okay.
It's like, put someone on the air who will criticize the Reinsdorfs for being losers. They own the White Sox, they own the Bulls, and they're perennial losers every year. And the Bulls sell out every year, and you don't have any initiative to land a free agent. You've never traded for one that made a damn impact at all. You couldn't trade for Kobe. You didn't trade for T-Mac. You didn't trade for Kevin Garnett. Dwayne Wade didn't want to play for the Bulls until he was in year 17. Mm. If you don't land a top-tier free agent, a LeBron, they wanted to get LeBron, and LeBron wouldn't want to go there. He used the Bulls for leverage. If the Bulls haven't landed a big free agent, the best free agent the Bulls have landed in my lifetime is Ben Wallace.
Oh, wow.
Ben freaking Wallace. And that contract sucked. They gave him four for 85, and he was miserable since he came to Detroit.
Way past
from Detroit.
His prime. It's so. Almost like the ownership, just like the fans, are still living in it's all post-D Rose era. Like, that's what this time is. Like, it's still wallowing in the pity, self-pity of...
I'm surprised
But no offense. Like, even the D-Rose era, D-Rose was great, and I loved watching him play, but you guys didn't win anything.
No, but they had a very short window with that, too, where he reached his peak.
But they didn't win anything. They haven't been relevant since... Well, they were obviously D-Rose, but they still didn't win anything. Did they do anything with D-Rose?
No, but it was a very short window.
So realistically, they haven't been a good franchise since MJ left.
Pretty much. Yes, nope, I think if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, they've been a pretty bad franchise.
It's like the Knicks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's just like the Knicks.
Except the Knicks never had MJ, but I'm saying, like, it's another franchise that, like, was relevant in the 90s, and then...
That's why when, like, Anthony Davis is like, Rich Paul, on behalf of Anthony Davis, was saying he either wants to play for, the Lakers or the Knicks. Those are the two teams that it ended up getting, like, ironed down to. What? Why the Knicks? I don't understand.
It's a New York thing.
It's so...
Massive money.
What?
I mean, massive
it's
money,
brand.
Biggest
massive
market. Yeah,
but I don't get the obsession
using
for the
them
brand
for leverage.
No, I especially how poorly run it is.
You both passionately hate Kyrie Irving, and I'm not a big fan. I will say I appreciate the fact that he keeps going at the Knicks because everybody was it Rob Perez, Worldwide Wobe from Twitter? Like he. I saw him go on a rant on Twitter one time about how the Knicks are never going to get surpassed by the Nets as New York's basketball team. But if Kyrie and Kevin Durant are there winning.
It will.
It will absolutely happen. And case in point is friggin' Patriots and the Red Sox. Around here, never would have thought. Like, pre-2001,
the
Patriots being more relevant than the Celtics or the Red Sox, not a shot in hell. Now, it's not even fucking close.
No.
So, to anybody that, I mean, I get it. That it says New York on one jersey and Brooklyn on another. I'm sorry though, you win enough games, like you're gonna. There's a generation
it's about success.
It's a losing franchise. I mean, do you know the Knicks as anything else but losing? It's Patrick Ewing in a losing franchise.
Yep.
I mean, Stephon Marbury, Allen Houston, Latrell Sprewell.
The most recent
did nothing.
The most recent success the Knicks have had in the playoffs, I think, was when they went to the Eastern Semis against that Roy Hibbert Pacers team.
Is that the last time? Are you serious? I'm not.
They've had like no playoff success like in the last 15, 20 years. Like since the millennium, they literally have had like nothing.
I'm excited for Barrett for them. I mean, he looks great. But outside of that, I mean, Kevin Knox. Come on, I'm seeing people tweet about Kevin Knox.
And they don't land free agents either.
You got Julius Randle could be an all-star. Spare me.
Yeah, we got to see him up front and live together. Nick.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It was like I was sitting over your shoulder.
Did you see that picture of Matt wearing a Knicks jersey at the Celtics game? That was yeah, it was really, really weird. What was up?
No, that was Julio, bro.
Oh, that was your boy. Your point guard from college. I thought it was you. Now, actually, so I'm going to have Ty weigh in on this first. Somebody tweeted at us. That's right, it was Fennis. Thank you. When I posted the picture of Matt at the Celtics game with his brother and a couple of their buddies, Matt was wearing, was it a Kemba jersey? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Matt's wearing a Kemba Walker jersey. And then his buddy Julio is wearing a Starks jersey. At what point is it not okay for a grown man to wear a jersey anymore? Or an individual, I guess, to not wear a jersey
anymore? Give a number.
I'm asking for
Fennis and I talked about this the next day. I had an argument with him.
Okay.
He said 30-something.
Are we going to let Ty weigh in first?
Well, I was telling you what Fennis said. Go.
I would go 40. 40 is the number, or if you're at the game with your child.
Yes. Okay, good.
If you're a parent at the game with your child.
Me and you are on the same page. I said it's weird. Definitely if you have
it's
a kid.
Page.
If you have a kid, that's weird. I also said...
If you're at the game wearing a jersey.
I said even if you have a kid, I think that's weird. If you're a father, to me that's like a grown ass man. I'm not a
yeah. So, but if you go with what he's saying is
yes, and if you go with your kid, yeah, that's
then
weird.
But he's saying it's okay. I thought
no. I'm saying that's weird.
If you and your son are wearing the jersey to get same jersey
weird.
At the game, that's weird.
Yeah,
your kid should wear the jersey, not you.
Okay,
exactly. Yeah, the kid.
Because at that point, when you're that like you know, I'm guessing we're talking about 40-year-old guy.
Yeah,
you're older. You're wearing a kid's jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, you're wearing, you know, even for me, like thinking about Tatum's younger than me, I'd be wearing his jersey.
I think if you're wearing a jersey of a player that's younger than you, it's weird.
It's weird.
That's no matter what age it is. I mean, well, I guess there maybe some. I don't know, what's Tatum? He's 20 years old?
Weren't
21?
You wearing, Tatum's 20, 21.
So if like a 20, if like a 22-year-old, 23-year-old's wearing Tatum jersey, I guess that's all right. But still, after that.
Yeah, Kemba's my age.
Do you have a Kyrie jersey? Did you have a Kyrie jersey when he came here?
Ryan got me one. We wore it.
Okay,
yeah.
So you wore that. He's younger than us.
Yeah.
So like, but he's only like 2 years, which is, 3 years. So that's not that big a deal.
To me, I also said like, again,
but if you
I
wore
agree
Tatum
with Ty.
One, that's weird.
It is weird, but I have a Tatum jersey. I just don't really rock it.
Yeah, smart move.
I just don't wear jerseys all the time. The only reason I wore it that night is because I knew Julio was wearing his Knicks one and my brother was wearing the jersey. So I was like, I'm not going to be left out.
Who did he wear?
Marcus Smart.
Oh, okay.
Interesting choice, but.
It's a great choice.
I love Marcus.
Stretch six?
but I think it's also weird if like. If you don't look good, and that's why I was like, not joke, like swag, like if you're like fat, like you probably shouldn't wear a jersey. You look awful in it. But I got like, you know, we look swaggy in those things, so that's why we wear it.
And never wear just the jersey. You have to have some.
We had the hoodie underneath.
You can't do that. Yeah,
I always rock it with the hoodie underneath.
The only jersey I have, a Paul George jersey from the Pacers.
Yeah,
I have a Steph one. I have a KG one.
Yeah, you're a jersey guy. You have a bunch of jerseys.
I've never
seen you rock them.
I don't wear much anymore.
Except you wore that.
The only one
Brandon
I'll,
Roy.
That's
one
the only
me?
One I'll wear dope. With any frequency is Brandon Roy, because that's my dude. 100%.
I think I only have three Celtics jerseys. I have Tatum, Kemba, and I have a Larry Bird.
Oh, you do?
Legend.
Wow.
I only rocked that for like big games.
This is coming from a guy who's dragged Larry Bird's name through the mud.
Dude. How do you feel about jerseys? The shirt jersey.
No, those are kind of whack.
I have less of an issue with those. The only
whack.
I never had a basketball one. I think
weird.
The only basketball one I ever had was Delonte West.
That's awesome. that is an awesome
that
shirt.
Dude's the man.
Delonte.
I take back what I say for that.
But for baseball, I never had an issue with that. Football, I mean,
football is like a custom like thing. Like you have to almost wear a jersey to a game.
Yeah, you can't wear jerseys in football. In basketball, I don't know. I'll wear a t-shirt when I play, but I don't know. Just a jersey for basketball seems weird to me. Because I never like NBA players when they have the jersey t-shirts. Like the gray Celtics ones a few years back.
I don't like those. Like it's terrible. The Christmas Day stuff. Like all the entire league wears the t-shirt jerseys, right?
Those suck.
Well, I don't even know how me personally as a basketball player, I hated wearing sleeves when you play. I can't play with sleeves.
There are certain times.
I just feel like it, like, you know, when you start sweating, especially if it's obviously not wearing cotton with those jerseys, but it just, I feel like it holds you down.
There are certain times I like it, certain times I don't. I mean, it depends on the day.
I've never liked it.
Are you talking tight sleeves?
I'm just talking about sleeves. Me,
like, how far down?
Like,
I don't like it that far down. Like, just like a quarter of the way down my shoulder.
The tight ones would bother me even more.
Actually, I've worn sleeves, like long sleeves playing before.
I could wear long sleeves, but I'm saying that for some reason, like, if you wear like a t-shirt to play hoops that you're playing, like the sleeves bother me. I just can't do it.
Interesting.
Covers up the guns.
Yeah, no, it's just when you
that's
like
the problem. Yeah.
But as like a shooter, I've never liked it. I feel like it just
as a shooter, not a big deal.
We started with the Bulls and we talked about Anthony Davis a little bit.
Yes,
I think that would be a natural transition to talk about his comments, his backtracking of the comments. And
yes, please.
It was weird. It was really weird. I don't know where he's at. I think he's like at a Chicago public school. And he's...
Yes, because I think he was a CPS kid.
He was, and he will be a free agent at the end of the year and has not signed a contract with the Lakers because he can't. So for some reason, it's considered tampering if the Lakers went up to him now and were like, hey, would you like to stay in L.A. long term? That's tampering. I don't understand the tampering rules.
It is.
I heard Brian Windhorst say it today.
Fine.
Yeah, he is the lawyer of the law, so I'll go with Brian Windhorst. But it's weird that Anthony Davis... is going to be a free agent. He's not allowed to negotiate that. But anyways, he's at a Chicago public school.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the same thing as it was with Kyrie, because he's on the same kind of deal that Kyrie was on when he was with the Celtics after the carryover from the Cavs. That's why.
So here's Anthony talking about possibly going to play for my Chicago Bulls. Mm. Please.
I mean, obviously, you know, there's nothing like playing at home. I don't know. I am a free agent next year, but what does that mean?
Next question.
We'll see.
Young man,
okay, so on one hand, you two were like losing your minds, like giddy over it.
Well, because if he's leaving LeBron, I'm in.
That's, I mean, look,
makes me like him
again.
Number
one reason. Not even for my team, just screw LeBron.
Exactly, Todd.
In the grand scheme of things like that, yeah, I appreciate it. But at the same time, like, Anthony Davis is so goddamn soft. I have like, zero respect for this guy.
I don't like him either way, but I'm saying he'd be back in my good graces if he left LeBron. And went to Ty's team.
I'm going to be honest. I think this, hearing this out of AD, I think he's starting to piss me off more than James Harden does.
I don't blame him. He's definitely soft.
I mean, at least James Harden, for all the crap I say about him, like, at least he's loyal to
Houston.
And
I don't like him because he said he would never play for Boston, too. So screw him. That made me not like him either.
Because Danny Ainge wasn't loyal to Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, whatever.
Freaking spare me. His old man saying that shit.
That's why I don't like
it. I respect the hell out of IT, but come on, we all know what
we'll make a fan. We'll make a fan thing, right, Ty, if he comes to the Bulls?
A fan club?
I'll be the president of the fan club.
I'll be a VP.
But so, he backtracked these
He
comments.
Backtracted. He was asked the next
Shock
day.
Shock of this freaking century. This guy is such a loser.
So last night, you consider Chicago as a place for free agency?
I never said I consider anything. I said that I'm focused on the championship with the Lakers. And, of course, everyone knows I'll be a free agent next year. And I said, we'll see where it goes.
That's not what you said.
That's not what you said. Young man,
it's a possibility. He literally said it right
He's
there.
He's so dumb.
I said, we'll see
he
what
sounds
goes.
Dumb.
He, yeah, you think? You think he sounds dumb?
Well, the Chicago Public Schools is like the worst school system in the country. It's horrible.
To be able to get through that, it takes a lot. Mainly willpower more than intellect. That takes
I never said I consider anything.
I never said I considered anything. You laid out at the possibility that I'm a free agent next year, and I could come home. We'll see what happens. And then the next day, it's like, oh, I never said that. Because the only reason you never said that is because it got picked up nationally.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen. These guys don't. Somebody's got to sit these guys down and tell them, like, hey, it's a good thing that everybody wants to, like, take every word you say and analyze it, but you got to be mindful of that whenever you friggin' talk.
And when he said that, like, the guy that was running the event was like, whoa!
Next question.
We don't want any news here from this, Anthony.
Nope, but that is unavoidable.
It's hard for these guys. I feel like it's hard. Think about all the athletes that have, like, said some stupid-ass crap. That's why I give, like, Brady, for the most part, Brady has been pretty good throughout his whole career.
But you know, anything he says on the Greg Hill show now and then the morning
no,
show
No, now,
that,
but it's gotten to the point now where it's like you read into everything.
Every little thing. It's been like that for years, though. It doesn't matter what he says.
The past and future are in the mind. Yeah. I'm in the now.
I get it. I mean, now everything's
good. Namaste, Tom.
But it's like you said, you have to think about every single thing you say because somehow they're going to twist it.
But that's what happens when you're making millions and millions of dollars. You've got to think about every damn word you say.
I get what you're saying, Matt.
We think about every word we say.
That's normally
true. I do.
True.
How about you?
The athletes should pick and choose their words because they are under the rightful watch or the close watch of the media. But he's literally saying, like, I'm a free agent next year. It's a possibility.
My point is he wasn't thinking, clearly.
Oh, no.
No. I mean, that's such a dumbass comment to make. I mean,
because then you sound like more of a douchebag when you come back. Oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I said, we'll see where it goes.
And he... Earlier in the year, was it with Rachel Nichols? Right, he said that he doesn't know if he's gonna re-sign or stay with the Lakers long term. When he had that sit down interview with her, like, there's already been doubt for the Lakers fans. Now you hear this, and then if the Bulls had beaten them too, then it would have only looked even worse. Because it's like, now I definitely want to join up with him. Which, by the way, you talk about Markkanen not looking so good this year. He looked terrible against Davis. I mean, now I know AD's a much better player, but he was beasting him off down low.
He should do better.
I'm very disappointed in Markkanen from what I saw last night.
He seems timid. Like, his shot selection's not great. He's shooting less and less. The year two was supposed to be a year he broke out. And against Davis, he just seemed very, like, I wouldn't say scared, but timid's probably the right word.
He's, there was a word I was looking
for.
Not
in a good offense?
No, well, I was going to say he's just trying to be nice and get everybody involved and make sure that even the 15th man is getting his fill.
You got to develop.
On any given
night.
It's
important to develop.
Did you guys want to talk about the load management or the fact that Ben Simmons only scored 8 points and the Suns lost to the Sixers first?
Only eight?
Only 8 points.
What about that video you sent me of him hitting corner threes?
Right? Did you see who was guarding him in that game against the Sixers? I mean, against the Suns? I had no idea.
Yeah, tell everybody. You told me. I didn't watch. You think I'm going to watch a Sixers and Suns game?
No,
please.
But the Suns.
I'd rather burn in hell.
The Suns are. I see what you did there. Good pun. That was definitely not intended. was it? The Suns are 5-2 now.
That is kind of interesting because they've beaten
The Sixers.
Teams.
The Sixers are a very
good
team.
And they beat the Warriors, but the Warriors kind of stink.
Just a little bit. But I did not know this. I was talking to Glenn after your show, And he said, did you see Baines guarding Simmons?
He was like just...
That was his man. That was who he was. Baines, former Boston Celtic, was guarding Ben Simmons and Darnell.
And people want to tell me, this dude's like the next LeBron or whatever. Bro, Baines can check you, there's something wrong. And I like Aaron Baines and all that, but come on, dude.
There's no way this should ever happen.
How many shots did he take in a game?
He took a whopping 8 shots.
Yeah.
8 shots, dude. Have no Joel Embiid in that game. How are you not taking over?
This is why you can never tell me that guy's worth the money and that he's the next.
No.
I think it's a joke. I really do.
Baines is averaging 15 and 6. Isn't that
incredible?
Are
you kidding me?
He's shooting 60% and 50 from 3.
Oh, thanks, Brad. Why the hell did we get rid of him?
You wouldn't have Kemba.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm glad we got rid of him.
But I was talking with Ty about this a little bit, and Glenn, and I've been trying to figure this out because, you know, the issue with Kanter, and he's not been playing, and the knee issues and whatever, it's a contusion, and he's been out for 2 weeks. It's a friggin' bruise. And he said he was ready to go against the Raptors, which was game 2, for those who don't remember.
It was.
So Aaron Baines had to opt back in to stay with the Celtics, right? Or he could have hit free agency and then they try and re-sign him and blah, blah, blah. So he opted back in under the impression he wasn't going to get dealt. Obviously, the Celtics had to adjust later on so they could sign Kemba Walker. So what I've been trying to figure this out, and this all just popped up today on me. If they had not had Baines pick up his option, then he would have been a free agent. Then they could have, I would think, used the exception, the mid-level exception that they use on Enes Kanter, signed him, still gotten Kemba, and have the same team that you have now, except you don't have Enes Kanter anymore and you have Aaron Baines.
So CelticsLife.com, you heard of it before?
I've heard of it, yeah.
On Twitter, they have a crap ton of followers, like almost 300,000. But they tweeted, I found a tweet from them. It says, in order to have the cap space to sign Kemba, C's had to clear space for Baines' contract. Kemba takes up the remaining space, blah, blah, blah. That's what you just said. Then afterwards, you have the minimum exception you can use on Kanter, which they did.
Yes.
But you could not simply move Baines' salary off the books and then use the exception on Baines.
Okay.
Which is the big question, because if they could have, then
there was nothing they could have done. In order to get Kemba Walker, there was nothing that you could have done in the course of this to keep Baines.
The correct move would have been to keep Aaron Baines and let Kemba go elsewhere, right? No, I'm kidding.
What? I like how they look right now. The whole thing with Kanter is weird. That is the one bizarre thing right now. He has a bruise. They have to be trying to figure out his defense or something like that, because why else would you not have him in at this point?
I don't know.
He's fine.
And he's been saying, like, I want to play tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And just, like, I don't know why he hasn't been out there yet.
I'm willing to bet that they're not comfortable with where he stands defensively.
Is it load management?
Is it load management? You know what? Before we get into the Celtics.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Crap. I cannot believe at the same time this whole Kawhi thing of the load management. You're going up against the friggin' Bucks. They're doing it. They're playing them the night that we're recording this friggin' show, and he's not gonna play. And it's just
load management.
There are a couple. Thank you, Glenn. There are a couple things, a couple layers to this. So one, the PR guy for the NBA. So this is Mike Bass, and this is via Woj. Oh, come on, man. There we go. Okay. So Kawhi Leonard is not a healthy player under the league's resting policy, and as such, is listed as managing a knee injury in the LA Clippers injury report. The league office, in consultation with the NBA's director of sports medicine, is comfortable with the team medical staff's determination that Leonard is not sufficiently healthy to play in back-to-back games at this time.
But he would be, what, 12 hours later, 16 hours later when they play Portland?
So Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer tweeted this out in the course of everything. Kawhi Leonard has dealt with a chronic quad problem for 7 years. Kawhi said he wouldn't have gotten to the finals without load management, yet we're debating if he should rest. Maybe Kawhi, the person dealing with the issue, and his actual doctors know better than we do. Well, then, you know what, Kevin? Why don't we just sit on our hands and just not say shit? Let's just watch him play, and then we won't debate anything. Whatever friggin' happens, happens. A chronic quad issue? Have you ever heard of that in your goddamn life? I love Kawhi. I love watching him play. But fuck, man, this is ridiculous.
I'm a fun guy.
So under
a chronic quad issue, Ty. Have either of you heard of that? A knee, chronic knee issue, anything joint related. I get tendons, tendonitis. That's what you call it. He's not calling it that. So it's a chronic muscle issue.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It's very odd. It's under Kevin O'Connor's logic. You should never question an injury report.
Never.
So.
Always.
I would love to ask Kevin O'Connor 2 years ago when Kawhi Leonard was cleared by the team doctors in San Antonio and was dodging the medical staff.
Don't question him.
And in New York City and his own doctors.
Keep going. I'm joking. I'm telling you. I'm telling you to stop. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
His own team doctors had a different opinion than his personal doctors, and. It was just so odd. So under Kevin O'Connor's opinion, you can never question a medical team, the personal doctors of Kawhi Leonard.
Ty, you can't say stuff like that.
I'm sorry.
This is
personally want to apologize to Kawhi.
It's very uncomfortable.
You're a man of integrity.
I think we've got to end the show here.
If we're going to question your health, I'm sorry. I just stepped over the line.
And I appreciate Perk because I haven't seen as much from him lately.
This is the league now, man. The superstars run the league.
So this is from Perk. Man, stop this, Kevin. Kawhi should be playing tonight. It's too early in the damn season for this load management BS. Matter of fact, how about giving the season ticket holders their money back when
Seriously.
You don't play?
Seriously.
You're a season ticket holder for the Celtics.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. They run the league. This is what the superstars run the league. You're right. It's not right. If you're a paying customer... You want to see the best product on the floor.
I cannot begin to fathom that someone's paying me an absurd amount of money. And I have to, realistically, you have to show up for 82 days of work, right? And I get it. There's physical crap with it and everything. And there's practices. I know that there are practices. But I'm sure if he took a load management day off from practice versus a game, Doc Rivers isn't going to really complain that much.
No, and they don't practice that hard. Anyway.
Load management.
So you have 82 days. And I get it. You're looking at the postseason. The Clippers, it would be stunning if they didn't make it to the postseason. But that's your work. And you're going to say, this early in the season, I can't handle this. You're going against a team that most people at the beginning of the year thought, this is the team you're going to face in the finals. It's a goddamn national game. It's at home, right? It's a season ticket. Like, how is this okay? How in anybody's right mind does this make sense? I get big picture stuff, but this is just...
And
if
it's
it was
not good.
Game 50, I get it a little bit. Not now.
And it can't be good for people, who has it? ESPN or TNT? Whoever's...
No, they're definitely pissed because you don't have Paul George out there either because he's still hurt.
I know.
He's still coming back. Yeah, well, I mean, but...
It's not great for the product. I don't get it.
No.
Can I play devil's advocate?
I'd be much more comfortable if you did that because then no one's going to be upset because you'll cover our bases.
So if you're going to rest Kawhi Leonard, who is playing less minutes than I think he has like been most of his career, so they're kind of already managing him like within the game. But if you are going to sit Kawhi Leonard in one of these two games, you're going to do it in the game that's the out-of-conference game. They're playing the Bucks.
Yeah.
It's a Clippers-Bucks game.
It
means nothing to them in terms of value of other games against the Eastern Conference. The Western Conference is all about seeding. They need the home court advantage. You're playing Portland.
You got to knock them down a peg.
We remember how tight the Western Conference was last year between, like, what, teams 2 and 7? Like,
something
it was, like
that.
Three games separated, like, the entire Western Conference seeding. So every game in the Western Conference is that important. I don't agree with ever sitting a player like that because as a fan, I'd be pissed. I want my money back. But then again, I understand why they're doing it. The guy's, like you said, he's got a chronic quad issue. I won't question that.
So dumb.
But if you're going to sit him, you're going to do
Thank
it.
Thank you for not questioning.
You're going to do it in the game that is the conference game. I think it's dumb. It's stupid. I don't think the NBA can do anything about it.
No, I mean, it.
Because, like, think about you're a baseball player. What if you went to the Red Sox game and you wanted to go see Mookie Betts and he had his day off?
As a kid, man? Think about it. It's the worst when if you found out a player got hurt. Because as kids, we didn't know.
No. I mean,
if you're not listening.
There was no Twitter. You showed up at the ballpark and your favorite player was out.
Yeah. If you're not, unless you listen to the radio, I guess, you have no idea who's going to be healthy as when we were growing up. So if I got to the game and
I'm so disappointed.
Like if Lou Maloney wasn't playing, I was devastated at the end of it all. If I didn't see Christian Fourier lining up, yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, that's why I was devastated at most Red Sox games. But seriously, it was the worst. You know, for us growing up, it was more Antoine and Paul Pierce and stuff like that. But load management wasn't as much of an issue back then. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, though, yeah, fans are going to, the Clippers fans are going to say, oh, it's fine. If it leads to us winning a title and all this stuff, then we're good, whatever. But it's just, and that's why Kawhi can get away with this. And if Kawhi is winning at the NFL, he's going to change the channel again.
We got a fast break here. Slow down the ball. Slow down. Pace is too much here by Jim Boylan. That was a dunk, but we need a post touch on that possession. A post touch is a must.
Okay, so
in
the
Jim
Bulls
Boylan's
up,
system.
They're
up 16. That's not a comfort zone for me. I do not like that number.
Yeah, no, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
But worst. Also, the Grizzlies are looking a little bit better than you expected initially.
They are. Oh, where's Andre?
Is
Iguodala going to be there? Where's he going? He's on their roster, Andre Iguodala, but he's not playing for them.
I don't know what the hell's going to happen with that one. I don't think he's going to play a minute for them.
He shouldn't.
No. I don't know where. Is he going to just rot there the whole time?
He has chronic quad issues, okay? Please do not question his health issues.
No, he's trying to get out of there. He's trying to go to a contender.
Speaking of going to contenders, do you guys, the Giannis to the Warriors thing is happening again. It's coming up. I don't know how realistic it is. I know Nick Friedell talked about it the other day on ESPN. Do we have the sound of that, Ty?
Do all these changes and all these injuries and all the ups and downs, does that change at all that they may end up moving Draymond somewhere else? I think that he has proven himself to be such a core piece of this team. But if you have a chance down the line and somehow the Warriors can land Giannis, that probably means saying goodbye to Draymond in some form or fashion. And that's the pipe dream. I mean, if you land Giannis on this team with Steph and Clay, forget it. This is like adding KD in his prime a few years ago.
So that was interesting, but then you kind of hear it a few more times, and it's like, well, of course you'd make Draymond Green expendable for Giannis, but just to even float the idea that the Warriors could land Giannis, the reigning MVP, and add him to Stephen Clay is so ridiculous. It's not ridiculous. It's a possibility, but it's almost disgusting to me as a basketball fan. It's like, my Bulls can't land one of these guys, and they might have three guys that I'd love to have on my team.
I can't.
I still don't think they're not. All right. I don't know how I'm going to phrase this. I don't think if they get Giannis,
think about
and they
this,
have
Anthony.
To get rid of Draymond, I don't think they're as good as that assembled Warriors team that was so dominant with KD.
Well, they don't have the same depth that they had before.
That, and I'm just saying, I think having Draymond, I'd rather have Draymond and KD than just Giannis.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but there's nothing you could do about Kevin Durant in the grand scheme of things. That was, Draymond had an
to Tyler
on that.
Saying it's like he can't fathom it and that like they'd be unstoppable. I think they'd be really good. I just don't think they would be as dominant as that.
They might not be as dominant.
Curry will be older.
Mike.
Yeah, fix Clay, your mic real fast.
Jeez.
Mine?
No, mine. Yeah, you're fine.
And
it's
Clay, and then Clay, you know, coming back off ACL. I don't know. I mean, they'd definitely be back to contenders.
Having doubts about Clay now?
No, I'm just saying it's a different dynamic.
Like you're having doubts about Clay.
No, it's a different dynamic.
It's a different dynamic, but we always talk about with Giannis, what does he need around him?
Shooters, yes, I get it.
I mean, those are the two best freaking shooters.
But then
you
lose Draymond, who I think is very important.
Yes,
to that second main ball handler, right?
He's just the heart and soul of that team. Obviously, you would do it at this point to get Giannis. I'm just saying, when I think about it, I'm not like, oh, here we go again, three championships or whatever, how many of them they want.
I think they'd be better. I mean, talking about money and everything, they'd be better off trying to get rid of D'Lo if that was
realistic.
100%.
Now if it's Draymond, I don't know. Again, I don't know if this is realistic, but if it was Draymond, Giannis, Steph, and Clay.
Pretty good. I'd still take KD over Giannis.
Well, KD's one of the best scorers of all time. I mean, who is it? Spencer Dinwiddie said he's the second best scorer of all time. I don't know if
Who's being one? hopefully.
And he didn't say, but I think he was. Okay. I think he said he brought up MJ, and I think that's. I think he said MJ, and then it's KD.
I think KD has to be.
And then Kareem is.
It's just factual that James Harden is a better scorer than Michael Jordan.
That took way too long. Wow, that is disappointing.
We are at 42 plus minutes.
Why don't we just talk about how the Rockets just quickly got blown out by 1,000 to the Heat, James Harden?
Oh, that's right.
You ass clown.
And they lost to the Nets, too.
You ass clown. He sucked. And he sucked that game, too. But he scored 30-some points, but he took 37 shots. Like, he's. Whenever they lose, I've never gotten more joy in my life watching a team lose than watching, hey, right on the TV right now, Golden State beat him. Please, for the love of God.
How is it close? I mean, I get it's a game of runs, but where the Warriors are at right now, there's no way this should be a close game.
I just hate James Harden, man. I don't think I can.
Didn't the Rockets just play like a it was the Wizards in a regular season game. It was 159 to 158 in regulation.
Gross.
There was no overtime.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that. A 150 spot?
NBA All-Star games don't even reach that.
No, defense was optional that game.
Dude, it's crazy this year what's been going on. Because you look at the turnover numbers, too. That's another thing that's really jumped out to me. It's just guys are racking up like 7 turnovers in a game.
There's never been more turnovers. The pace has never been higher, and the shooting's never been better. So scoring is through the roof.
Yeah. Freaking! I mean, in some ways, I don't hate it, but it's like it's just sloppy. Like just guys making dumbass decisions out there. I don't know, but yes,
15 guys that develop,
and that's why you do it. So he's actually ahead of the curve right now. So in like 10, 12 years, the Bulls are going to be a playoff team.
They'll have all 15 guys developed eventually. Luke Kornet will be a viable big man.
Exactly. And then when you have the 15th guy who can help out and play 5 minutes a game because you're going to need him for that much. You guys are going to be all set. No other 15th man is going to be. Is Kornet the 15th man on that team? He's not the 15th man.
It's like Shaq Harrison or something. I don't know.
But anyway, the Giannis to Steph stuff, just to put a bow on that, I don't know. I don't see. I think he's going to stay in Milwaukee. I really do. I mean, I know I heard Fridell talking about it. Like, he likes it there. I would like to see the Bucks be. I just don't want to see the Warriors become a super team again. And if you take away Draymond and you switch him out for Giannis, they're still kind of a super team again.
Well, and it makes the East suck again even more.
It'd be good for the Celtics.
I mean, good for the Celtics, but I just want the East to be somewhat compelling. You lose Giannis, that's a whole team. Now the Bucks are irrelevant.
As much as the Celtics are off to their best start since, was it 2011?
Yeah, they haven't played anybody 10, 11, other than like two.
They played they played three teams.
Well,
the Raptors.
I'm saying three of their wins. The Knicks twice.
Yep.
And the Cavs, who all suck.
Right. But they also beat the Bucks, came back against them.
Really good game. That was a good win.
And they beat the Raptors, too.
Another good win.
Right.
No, they have two good wins.
With the exception, their one really bad game was their opening night loss to the Sixers. And the biggest issue in that game was they couldn't hit their free throws.
That was the first game.
They missed they missed 14 free throws. But
wait, and I've had a bunch of people text me this too.
You're so cool.
No, but because I agree with it. Way more fun to watch this year.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's not just because they're 4-1, 5-1. It's not even because of that. They're energy
fast.
They have.
Yes.
And I love watching Kemba, man. That guy's awesome.
Well, it's not like nobody's really forcing shots anymore. Like, there are some dumb decisions, but that's going to happen. But it's not, like, I liked Marcus Morris watching him. But there are some days where it's like, dude, just stop. It's not there. And you have so many guys. You got to let someone else do it. And he was, I don't know.
Terry.
Yeah.
Forced.
I mean, and Marcus Smart is still shooting a little bit more than I might like, but it was more of an issue with those other guys. Last year, he kind of adjusted, but it was still a bit of an issue.
It still is.
Jalen was taking a lot of dumb shots. I know he's been out for quite a bit, but
You know what I've enjoyed for the most part is that we actually have 5 men that don't chuck threes so far this year. It really hasn't been that. Like, other than Tice, but I don't really consider him a 5. I know he's playing.
But he should shoot the ones he's open for.
Fives.
The five, the center position.
What were you saying?
I was saying that Ty should be able to shoot when he's open. Like,
no, he's good. And he's
fine.
He's a good shooter. He's a good shooter.
He's fine.
Shooter.
1 or 2.
He's fine. Yeah, I wouldn't.
I mean,
all right,
sorry. Good is for him. For him, he's good.
For a five, he's good. I'll give him
he's
that.
Okay.
I guess.
Fine.
He's done that shot by me.
I'd rather him not take any threes ever. Personally, I mean, I guess help stretch the floor once in a while. I don't know, but I'm okay with it. I don't need him to do that much. Hayward, what was it? He went, was it 16 for 16 from 2? I know he looked really good.
It was the Cavs. But he did.
It's the Cavs.
But that's but that was the difference between the Cavs game and then the game we were at the Knicks. And my dad texted me and said, well, why doesn't Gordon Hayward just go at halftime, just stay on the bench and just tweet or something? Because he wasn't being aggressive. Did you notice
in the first
that?
Half? He's been at the whole
the
season.
Knicks. No, the Knicks. I think it was most of the whole game, dude.
He might have been that whole
he was
game.
He just wasn't aggressive. He'd go in there and throw some stupid pass. I mean, against the Cavs, being the Cavs, but he was aggressive.
He didn't shoot as much, but
he needs to be aggressive.
Maybe that whole game, I'm having trouble recalling, but in the first half of every game up until this one, I agree with that. 100% he's not been aggressive the entire season up until the other night, which is, I mean, yes, it's the Cavs. So it only means so much.
But it's important
that he did it still.
No, but you take away from it that, like you said, he was aggressive from the start.
Yeah, and you have to do that. I mean, those are the kind of games. I don't care how many times Brad says that the Cavs are a good team. Get out of my face with that, okay? I guess you got to say it. They are not a good NBA team.
They stink.
They are terrible.
They stink.
They may be better than the preseason, but they're terrible, okay?
And don't they play the Hornets next too?
They got the Hornets next.
An easy beginning. Holy,
exactly. Well, I mean, they had three playoff teams in the first.
It's the East.
So, anyways. That's what you have to do in those games if you're Gordon Hayward. I mean, I don't expect him to go off 17 for 20 from the field, ever. I mean, that's...
Did you hear Glenn's take today?
I did not hear Glenn's take today. You guys talked about basketball?
We did.
Holy shit.
It was segmented into a half-hour window. You couldn't go over the half-hour
window.
That's
why, okay. Yes. I went in and out of it because I was pissed every time I listened. It was friggin' football.
Glenn's take was that...
I see him, and it's a guaranteed, 7-minute talk about basketball.
Oh, yes, every Wednesday.
And I don't mind that, but why don't I hear it on the air, ever? Why it's friggin' infuriating. Was it because Lou doesn't know how to talk about basketball? Christian has no clue what's going on?
You got to repeat the Tom Brady take three times in the show. So.
Okay.
Glenn's take today, I don't know if you guys will realize this, but Gordon Hayward shooting 16 for 16 will not happen again.
Really? No shot. No kidding. Oh, my God.
It will not happen.
That is. Do we have an alarm sound or anything? That is the hottest take I have ever heard.
I wish I had
a
breaking news
life.
Sounder.
Whatever you got, Ty. Just pull something out. He's never going to go 16 for 16 again?
That's a good bet.
I would be willing to bet that nobody else is going to do that the entire season.
And not really the sound that I wanted, but still works.
He gets the job done. It was a great game for him. It was very entertaining. But the other thing, the thing that annoys me...
About Gordon?
I appreciate the loyal Celtics fans, but sometimes it gets to be a bit much. You see some people and it's like, what was it? The people who wanted to trade Gordon Hayward. Everybody's dumping on that group. The loyal Celtics fans are dumping on that group. Oh, you can't trade Gordon now. He's totally back. And then we hear this from... Is it Draper and Forsberg on NBC Sports Boston?
It is.
Gordon Hayward, big game.
Stop asking about the injury.
I know, right?
I actually feel bad, Draper. Can I be honest? When we're at a scrum, it's invariably what we go to, and I get it. We spend a whole year worrying about whether he's back and whether he feels good and how's the ankle. You can tell that dude is stop asking me about my health. I just put up 39 points. Yeah. I'm fine.
I'm fine. And, when I interviewed him during media day, I said, this will be the last time I ask you, how are you feeling? And trust me, I'm done, dude. I mean, we don't need to debate whether Gordon Hayward is back or not. He's Gordon Hayward. He is what he is. I don't care if he's back to Utah or not. The dude just dropped 39, 8, and 7.
On
the Cavs. Fine. Good. He's good.
I have a problem with Draper. He sounds like such a fan all the time. All the time.
Oh, really?
I won't ask you a tough question, Gordon Hayward.
Oh, really?
I told you this. Gordon, this is the
all
last
those
time
guys
I'm going to ask you a tough
me
question.
In trouble with these people.
No, they all work for the Celtics, so obviously they're
well, those guys homeless. Work for NBC Sports Boston, yes, who broadcast the Celtics games. And you're over there, trying to hold it in when Forsberg's talking. Yes, something you want to say? You already dumped on Bontes.
No, I'm just saying. What are they really talking about? Why are they talking about
that?
We
don't need to debate whether Gordon Hayward is back or not.
Oh, thanks. Why? Because he dropped 30.
Listen to Ty.
Whoa.
He gets it.
Please stop talking about this. There's no debate to be had here. This is not a debate show.
We don't need to debate whether Gordon Hayward is back or not.
I mean, what a fanboy. Patrick Gilroy would never say that on the air. Patrick Gilroy would never, ever say that. That's so absurd. It's like...
You guys are going to... I'm gonna
but who... Does, do people
back
really...
And whether he feels good and how's the ankle... Buddy.
Do people really get like hyped up on like Gordon Hayward? Like, I don't know. I watched some of the highlights. I wasn't like, wow, this guy's. You know, you do that against the Bucks. I'm like, all right, that's legit.
He's back. He's back.
People want any sign of Cavs. Gordon Hayward being what he was paid to be. And you know how
I mean, Gordon Hayward. He is what he is. I don't care if he's back to Utah or not.
And I mean.
I don't care if he goes back to his old form, like an MVP type player. I don't care. I just want him to have fun. I hope he enjoys coming to work every day.
Everybody talks about that, but they weren't talking about the fact that was a 3-point game last night.
Yes.
Yeah, does anybody talk about that?
I shot like 15% better than the opponent and nearly lost.
It was literally a one possession game at the end of the game.
I was blown away. Like, I'm writing something about Hayward because, I mean, it's the number one story coming off that game. And then I'm picking up my head in the course, and I'm like, how the hell are the Cavs back into this game right now? What the freak happened?
But seriously.
At the same time, did you watch that whole game?
I watched bits and pieces because I was watching the college.
Okay, because there were moments where it got close, and I mean, as much as the Cavs were in it,
no, they weren't going to win.
That's the difference between one of the differences between this year's team and last year's team. Last year's team would have
probably lost
away.
That. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. This team they will make.
Well,
sure
Kyrie wouldn't have been playing in Cleveland. He never did.
Right, he wouldn't have been playing in Cleveland. It's Kemba and it's Hayward at the end of that game. Tatum was fine. He actually shot well from the field in general, but he didn't go nuts.
He actually did.
Yeah.
But when we were at the Knicks game and he hit that awesome game winner and all that stuff, he did shoot well from three again.
Who's calling fanboy again? I'm kidding.
But no one talks about that footwork into that.
I heard someone talk about it the other day. It was like NBA TV or something.
Yeah,
someone had
videotaped it like right in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually, I thought he reverse pivoted, but he actually, which I don't teach, he actually caught it in pivot with his left. I mean, his left foot was his jab. No, his right foot was his pivot foot.
I always
catch with my left. I mean, most righties catch with your left. But in that game too, when we were there, he still. That's my only concern about Tatum going forward. I really like him. I get bothered about how much he struggles trying to finish at the rim.
So the difference between him and Hayward is because Hayward is still taking floaters and runners and fadeaways. But when he's doing it, it's like no questions asked, like, this is what I'm doing. And especially when he's being aggressive because, like, he's acting with conviction. But with Tatum,
he doesn't know what he wants to do.
Exactly. It's like right when he gets to the apex of his jump, it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to float it. I'm going to dump it in. Like, just know when you go up, have an approach, and then if you get fouled, then it's fine. Then you got what you wanted. But instead, he's going up, and he's like, all right, I'm going to try and draw contact. Nope, can't do it. All right, this is how I'm going to finish. And then, like you said last show, he's off balance. Well, the strength. I think it's the off balance, and it's not so much that guys are initially hitting him, although there are times he's not getting calls that I think he should get calls. I'm watching some of these games.
And that's the problem with the NBA, not just Tatum, but like he complains so much. Just play, man.
He started complaining more last year, but I mean,
it's getting worse. I'm surprised he didn't get a tech this year. There was one time
he
shot the ball. I don't know. I can't remember if it was a jumper or he went to the rim and he pointed at the ref while running back. And I'm like, how did he not get teched up for that?
I can't
think of a specific game or moment.
Okay.
I just remember he did it, and he was pointing, and then I watched the replay, and he was pointing at the ref because he thought he got fouled.
You know who may chirp more than anybody, though, when I was watching the Suns-Sixers game? It's freaking Kelly Oubre, that pretty boy, annoying pain
him.
In the ass. Oh, my God. Every time he shoots the ball, it's like, where's the foul? Where's the foul? Harden's like
punk.
That, too. There are some guys, man, where it's just Kemba chirps a lot, too.
Yeah. I guess I don't notice it as much.
It's rose-covered glasses.
No, I just feel like Tatum's obvious.
Rose-colored glasses, Nick. Dumbass.
Well, LeBron's probably the worst of that. He's so animated. Like, the hands are always, I don't care.
Do you remember that play, LeBron? This is random. Do you remember that play?
Sounds like, where's the call? I need the call. I went inside the arc, and there was defensive 3 seconds.
Ty, do you remember that play out? This always will stick in my head. Do you remember that play with LeBron, like, pretended he got like fouled and fell into the camera set and like, do you remember that play?
I don't, but I'm not.
Oh, we gotta watch this after the show. Let's watch it. You'll die.
We'll tweet it out from the Five Out Pod Twitter.
It's one of my favorite videos of all time.
What does he do? Can you like?
He like goes up for a layup and like tries to like show the ref he got hit, and like he like just he stumbles and then falls into like this camera guy and cuts open his head on the camera. It could have been totally avoidable, but he just literally he took like 15 steps after the play and just like was tumbling out of control like he got hit.
It used to annoy me. That was like my biggest gripe with LeBron was how much he would complain to the refs, because like you're so freaking good, you shouldn't have to complain to them. One freaking like every once in a while it should happen. Not every goddamn play. But honestly, LeBron's not even close to the worst in the league anymore. Like what I saw from
it's bad.
What I saw from Oubre is just, I know it's just tip of the iceberg, but James Harden every time. I mean, when he slammed the ball. Did you see what Josh Hart did, by the way? Josh Hart? When he slammed
the Harden.
Totally freaking trolled.
There was a guy in the Cavs, a rookie there, that got suspended. I didn't know that for running into the ref. Did you see that one?
No, wait a minute. Oh, it was freaking Porter Jr.
Yeah, he ran into the ref.
Michael?
No, not Mike. No, wait a minute. Oh, my God. He was the guy from USC. His name is Porter.
Oh, Kevin Porter.
Kevin Porter. He ran Jr., right?
You saw that, right?
Yes. No, I didn't see the play. I saw that he was suspended.
Yeah, that's
why. Two games?
I don't remember how many. I just saw the play.
So he ran into the ref under the basket?
And like, it was like one of those, like, did he do it on purpose or not? But, yeah, he ran right into the ref.
For some reason,
it was the end of the half. I'll show you the video.
No, it's okay. This is, like, the third thing I've asked him to explain. Not very good for podcasting.
It was at the end of the half. It was a half. And he thought he got fouled, I think. And then when he put the ball down, he's running back to the huddle. I think he could have avoided the ref. It looked like it looked on the surface, if you were watching, it's like he didn't know the ref was there and he brushed him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he purposely just ran right into
him. Well, clearly he got suspended for
it. Well, the league thought that.
He explained that very well. But the point is that I shouldn't be asking you to do that.
No, but that's a rookie in the league. That's bad.
That was the concern with him coming into the league. That's why that's what hurt his draft stock so much. Because he got suspended when he was at USC or benched or whatever it was.
Probably got paid too.
Oh, at USC?
Andy Enfield. He's the former head coach at Florida Gulf Coast, the Dunk City head coach.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he just got, like, the number one recruiting quest, like, the next couple years in a row. Like, it was very odd that USC, like, this guy who had just no track record of a Power 5, whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyways, Kevin Porter probably got paid while he was at USC.
Would you mind having him as the Bulls coach?
Andy Enfield?
Yeah.
He'd probably be better than Jim Boylan.
I'm just trying to find resolution for you, Ty. Trying to give you options that maybe would make you feel
a little
more
comfortable. I got 15 guys to develop. Never yanked, guys.
He's got those drops on lock now. He's so
You mentioned LeBron.
Wait, real quick.
Okay, before we go to LeBron.
I honestly thought that you weren't going to, like, lose your shit on it. I mean, it wasn't LeBron level lose your shit, but I really thought you were going to, like, just be like...
I was so angry. I said that Jim Boylan...
I don't know what to say, guys.
Jim Boylan replaced Tom Thibodeau. Like, I totally forgot about the Fred Hoiberg era.
Yeah. You sounded so defeated at first. I really didn't.
I thought about coming in here and asking, like, for people to pitch, like, why I should be a fan of their team. Like, I almost want to give up on the Bulls. Like, what's the point?
Well, who would be the, like, right now, gut feel, who would be the first team you would try and adopt?
Oh, I would probably go... Pacers would probably be... Pacers.
Pacers. Why did you say Pacers?
I went to a ton of games in college, like when Paul George first got drafted there. You didn't lead me down that path. I was going to go there.
That wasn't me. I didn't say anything.
No.
Did you hear something?
Basketball gods?
I didn't hear anything. Did you hear anything?
Nope.
Okay. So Pacers. I think that's a good pick. And your boy Victor Oladipo, too, of course, is there.
Quick question. How do you guys feel about the basketball fans that have an Eastern Conference team and a Western Conference team?
That's everybody now, though, isn't it? Wait a minute. I shouldn't say that. I don't think hockey does that. I don't think football does that. I think baseball does that, and I think basketball does that.
I've heard callers to OMF absolutely say that. Like, oh, I'm a Patriots fan, but my NFC team is the New York Giants.
Wow. Oh. Wait, what?
I've heard that.
With the Patriots and the Giants? You can't do that?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Well, I remember growing up, it was...
In baseball, it's the Sox or the Cubs are my two teams.
Exactly.
It's like, I understand the Theo connection, but that's so lame.
Well, that was always, you know, we're both lovable losers and things like that. But, I mean, look, with basketball, the fandom is so different than any other sport because you're so invested in one player. I mean, look at LeBron. Right. I mean, people followed him from Cleveland to Miami, back to Cleveland, now to L.A. Like, they don't care.
The worst fans.
It's LeBron. There are LeBron fans. I mean, you look at, like, USA Today, who I also do work for. We have a LeBron website and we have a Lonzo website. We don't have a Pelicans or Lakers one. Exactly. Like, those are the people that, like, people care about individual players more than the teams. So to say you have a Eastern and a West team,
I mean, and I'll be honest too. I mean, I like Brandon Roy a ton. I still like Paul George a lot, even though he left the Thunder kind of high and dry. I like Paul George a lot. So I'm just as guilty as anybody, pretty much, when it comes down to it. It is weird. But what were you going to say about LeBron?
LeBron, we have a quick 4-second cut I want to throw at you guys. So okay. Just play it and get your reaction.
Does the Michael conversation still motivate you at all?
No.
Really? It doesn't?
Conversation still motivate you at all?
He said he knows he's the greatest of us.
Yeah, that's right. He has said it. That's when it was the clip from, what's the show?
The show.
The shop?
That one right there made me the greatest player of all time.
Exactly. Yeah. Get out of here. You're the greatest player of all
time. How is someone beneath me going to motivate me? Michael Jordan?
Okay, Michael, if you could, we got to do this some other time, like as like a bonus episode, I think. Not this week, but sometime, if you could start your franchise with any player, like not just like multiple different guys, multiple options or whatever, like if we did like a power ranking list, something to that end, we got to talk about that. Because I don't know, like I think LeBron would be my number two, but I don't know. I think that that's something worth diving into.
And it wouldn't be mine.
So there you go. I mean, yeah, you already think you take Kawhi over him all time, right?
Yep.
Right. So load management at all.
You're saying like if there was a...
That must piss you. You barely said anything about the load management thing, though.
I mean, because I agree with you guys. I don't want to harp on. Like, I think it's bullshit.
Load
because you made me
management.
Think about it, even as a season ticket holder, business wise. Like that's just so
that would be
effed up.
Friggin' infuriating.
That's effed up.
Yeah,
I feel bad if I sold to a buddy that, or maybe bringing his kid to the game.
Yeah, exactly.
You go there for one reason and
to see Kawhi
doesn't play. Nah,
exactly.
That's
so you mentioned
up.
That you would take LeBron. In like a hypothetical fantasy draft in the NBA, you would take him two?
If I was doing like building around one guy all time.
All time?
Like if that, I think I would.
Okay,
let's
limit that question to current. Where's LeBron go for you?
Right now, if I'm building.
Any player in the NBA, you're starting your franchise this year, 2019-2020 season.
LeBron's not number, I don't think LeBron's number three on my list. I don't even know if he's number five because he's old, dude. I mean, you look at him. He's got gray in his beard.
Right.
Like, I'm not just thinking about here and now. Here and now, okay, maybe. But I would take Kawhi over him.
I would, too.
I would take, as much as he pisses me off, I'd probably think about taking James Harden if I'd think about it.
Giannis?
Giannis was the other one I was trying to think of. Those are the first three guys that jump out to me. Kevin Durant, I know there's up in the air with his health and everything.
Right.
But if he was healthy, no questions asked. Him, Giannis, and Kawhi are the three guys I'm taking over LeBron. Why do you ask?
But right now, this moment, if every player in the league were available to
you,
and
you
were talking about for this year
Bastard.
And this year only, every single GM in basketball would say, give me 23 for the Lakers. I will start
Everyone.
There and work backwards. Not Anthony Davis, not Harden, not Kawhi. Steph's on the rack. Certainly not Jokic, all these guys that were like, oh, he's the next guy. If you had one for this season, if you can have any player in the
over
league,
Giannis?
The answer, even over Giannis, because now, Giannis is the closest competition, I feel, but because you know there isn't an answer for him come the postseason, Giannis also show that. I think Giannis would be the close second, and if you were to extend the timeline, Giannis would become the first pick. But for this season, for the
LeBron.
16th straight year, he would be the guy you would take.
I think you make a good point.
Shut up. You make a good point?
I think you make a good point there.
Oh, cool. I don't know who that is.
It's Jenna Wolf.
Jenna Wolf? Okay.
Literally said, like, it was shocked that he didn't choose Giannis, and 15 seconds later, oh, it was a great point by you, Nick.
No, it's not a good point. If you watched the Bulls game in that first half, he looked like crap. Okay, he is not the same guy he once was. And in the postseason, that shit matters. I get it. And even then, was LeBron this prolific closer? No, he's never been. It was D-Wade. It was Kyrie. It was anybody but him. He did everything to get you there, but he couldn't finish the job. Guess what? Now he's not going to be able to do everything to get you there. So full of crap.
I'm waiting for that book deal. You mentioned last week he might have a book deal with LeBron. He has
Did Nick Wright ever write? I know he was a radio guy in what was like Houston before.
Stunned. You think he's smart enough to write stuff? No.
There's some pretty dumb people who write stuff.
16th straight year, he would be the guy you would take.
I think you make a good point.
Do you guys have any other Celtics points before we do a quick little thing on college basketball?
No.
Did you have any other? Okay. All right. I will. My one thing, the stuff that Kevin Love said about Marcus Smart and him guarding bigs.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
That's a really good sign. I wrote about that on EEI.com. If you guys want more on that, make sure you go check out that article. So we had opening
I got
night for,
that. You
want
to hear it?
No. I want to give them reason to go to the site. We talked enough Celtics.
Drive the consumer base to the website.
Exactly.
Like
it's it's quality post. Anyways.
That makes Rob happy.
So, exactly. So when so college basketball officially started the other night, it was Kentucky versus Michigan State, right? And this is all at the Garden. Yeah. Everybody's showing up for this. Speaking of Tibbs, he was there hanging out with Kevin Durant, which
first game was more.
Anybody know where that came from? Tibbs and Kevin Durant hanging out at a game?
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't understand that one at all. But it was Kentucky versus Michigan State and then Kansas versus Duke.
That was the first game.
Kansas versus Duke.
I feel like there was way more people at that game.
So what were your. Yes, I think that was where I saw KD and Tibbs. But what were your thoughts on all of it?
It was interesting because I was talking to, I can't remember who I was talking to about this, but they were making good points about how college basketball, or maybe I was just listening to actually college coaches talk about this, how they don't like these games right up in the early November, especially like this hype game, 1 versus 2, 3 versus 4, even though the rankings don't mean crap because we don't know who's
right.
What. But, you know, it's not a good product.
Early in the season.
Kansas had 28 turnovers last night.
28
Think about
turnovers?
That. 28 turnovers in a game. This isn't JV girls high school basketball. This is.
But do you. I mean, look, I.
That's bad.
It is bad. But do you think that's just where basketball's starting to kind of trend to is like having a lot more turnovers? Because look at the NBA, what's happened. I mean, this year's been a ridiculous spike to start the year. But do you think that could be part of it?
Maybe.
Because I don't know where the hell this came from. It was not like this last year.
I don't know.
I know it's early in the year.
It's early in the year, and that's why I think these games, like, you know, I don't get hyped for like this. Like last night, I wasn't like, all right, wow, let's number one versus number two. It's like, you don't know who's number one versus number two. This isn't like, if this is like late season, middle of the season, that's cool to watch. I think because, you know, most teams are established by them. But like last night, 28 turnovers. You could tell there's talent, but it was just like, it wasn't a great it wasn't a great game to watch.
This is the only sport that this happens in. Because everybody else, it's like you play the really good teams or the big schools play these cupcake games at the beginning of the year. If there's a upset, this is unbelievably stunning.
No, I think this is the only time they really do it. Because I was looking through the rest of the week of the games. Yeah. It's cupcakes.
But it's opening night, like you said. It's opening night. And you have Kansas friggin' Duke.
Well, it's big names. And then Michigan State, Kentucky. So, I mean, it was big games. I actually, there was a couple guys I was actually impressed with. I mean, Devon Dotson from Kansas was on the team last year. I think he's a sophomore this year. He was fun to watch. I thought he played pretty well. From Duke, Trey Jones, he's a stud.
You
know who he reminds me of? In a sense. Obviously, the games, I think, are totally different. But he's like a Marcus Smart. You should see him on the ball play defense.
He's a nut.
He's a pest.
Is that Tyus Jones' brother?
Yes.
Okay, he looks just like him. That's why I thought that.
Yeah, exactly. His game's a lot different. This guy,
a lot different than Tyus or than Smart?
His brother.
Okay.
And Smart. Watch him play defense, you're like, all right, this guy's like.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
If you watch this guy play, I'm telling you, you would love watching him.
We're going to have to be like marking down some certain games, letting people know when.
Yeah. Well, I checked off who I'm definitely going to be watching this year. But by the way, we're talking about Duke, so I got to give a shout out to Davis Tucker. Sorry, I forgot. I'm still pissed that Duke lost because I had Kansas in that game. But anyway, I just was watching some hot. They just played right now at UNC. We were talking about Cole Anthony. He had 34-10-4. He's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
I was just watching some of the stuff doing. Yeah, he's nasty.
He's kind of good.
I will be checking out UNC. So Davis Tucker, you heard they here first. UNC, baby, coming to town.
So wait, so you had Kansas winning that game?
I thought Kansas was going to win that game.
Okay, got it. All right, I was a little confused.
I think Kansas is more talented. They just literally had 28 turnovers. You don't win games turning the ball 28 times.
Generally
speaking. And Duke's defense is, I'm like, decent, maybe good. I don't know. I couldn't tell just how bad Kansas offense
and
was.
And
how'd
you
feel
about the other matchup, Kentucky-Sparty?
I was disappointed. I'm a Michigan State guy. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I don't. Yeah.
I know you hate them. Yeah. I know. It's whatever.
I will admit, though, I don't dislike them as much as I used to because, I don't know.
My boy Cash has played pretty well, but some guy in Kentucky went off. I didn't stay up for the whole game just because I was exhausted from watching that awful 28 turnover game. And I was turning over to watch the C's a little bit, too. I had to rep the C's. That's why I couldn't believe when I came back to the C's.
Oh, when it was.
That was a 3-point game. I said, what the hell just happened?
I was, yeah. I was. But, They pulled it off.
Matt mentioned like a preseason for college basketball. I think one of the coaches he probably heard was maybe John Calipari. Here's Calipari talking about that.
There's nothing going on in August. You could go the first 10 days of August, maybe the last couple days of July. Every weekend for weekends, you give SEC, the ACC, all these television networks get content. You could have a quadruple header, play four games in Atlanta. Here we go. I mean, and they're all exhibition games. And they're in August when people want to watch. Fans want to be there.
Okay. I understand the whole, like, wanting a preseason, but you're not doing that in July and August.
No.
That seems very odd.
That's way too far ahead. There's no way that's going to work. No, the players aren't going to want to do that.
You're already playing 30.
You're going to be bitching about that in 3 years.
Right.
Calipari.
You play 31 games a year, 30 games a year, whatever, so make four of them preseason. And
yeah,
don't change anything about the timeline.
No, I don't
like that.
I don't know where the hell, just stick to what you do best. Okay?
That'd be
just
weird.
Bring in freshmen, send them to the NBA, and they're like halfway prepared. Just do that.
We'd have preseason basketball and summer baseball at the same time as preseason college basketball under Calipari's.
I don't understand that at all. It's stupid. But I do think that having somewhat of a preseason and televising those games, because they do have preseason games.
Yeah.
They don't televise them, though. It's, it's like unofficial, because like Jeff Goodman's tweeting
this
all that
is, this
out.
Is supposed to get you like hyped about college basketball. This like they do it every year.
Yeah,
they do it every year.
Do
and
it
it's,
a preseason
it's not a
game.
Good. It's not a yeah. It's not good product. It's really not a good product.
What they should do is have these marquee matchups. Have Michigan State go to Rupp Arena and play Kentucky there. Those are that's how you cult it. You have to have an environment.
And like, but I think like mid-year though.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And they do some of that, but not they don't do it like they should.
It's supposed to be conference play. Yeah, it's supposed to be conference play.
Because I think at some point in the year, they'll do the something challenge, like ACC challenge. You know how like
Big Ten, ACC.
That's usually earlier in the year, I think.
Yeah, which I think it is, too. Because it's before conference play.
I got a Bluetooth speaker from one of those.
Yeah, it's usually
like
mid-December for those conference challenges, which I like those because it kind of gets matchups you never see.
Yeah, I think and like you, to your point, and you're playing at Madison Square Garden, you're playing at someone's home arena.
I'm just thinking about how Northwestern is going to do this year, and they're going to friggin' suck.
Like the whole reason that
Rutgers versus Northwestern basketball, I can't wait to watch that.
Like I told you, I got there's a kid from Pike that my first year there, he was in eighth grade. Now he's a senior at PA, Phillips Sandor. He's going to Penn State full ride for basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to get him on the show at some point.
But were they ever great?
Penn State?
Yeah.
No. Definitely not.
There, no.
No. I mean, but
they've always been average, right?
Yeah. It was when I was there. When we were there, it was Indiana, Michigan State, and then Michigan was good.
Yeah, Penn State's a lower third in the Big Ten every year.
I don't remember Nebraska being good at basketball.
Fred Hoiberg now coaching Nebraska.
Were they good though when we were there? I don't remember
them.
They were
like middle of the pack, just trying to get to the tournament. They never did though.
I just can't believe. Like I'm not some.
They have
Big
a massive
Ten
arena
purist,
too.
But friggin' Maryland and Rutgers. It's just so dumb. I don't get that.
Maryland's usually pretty good every year.
No, but in the Big Ten.
Oh,
you're
it's a money grab.
Penn State is not far off either.
New York, Baltimore, and TV markets.
Exactly. New York. I mean, I go to the Yankee Stadium, and you see along this, like the third base and first base line, they advertise the Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
Rutgers.
Yeah, they have the Big Ten Network in the New York City homes.
Yeah, but you got your shout-out ready?
Oh, I got my shout-out.
Good. I was worried you were going
to
forget
it
again.
Oh, no. I had to pull it up on Twitter, what I'm about to read. But anyway.
Oh, go ahead.
I got a shout. I already said Davis. He was up my ass about giving him a shout out about Duke.
Anthony?
Whatever.
Anthony Davis?
No, no.
Yes, Anthony.
Yeah,
yes.
Anthony, not you. Davis Tucker. I said it. All right. My other shout out, because this was a tweet I read
time.
This morning.
Two.
This is Philbrook James. This is his tweet this morning. I got a great laugh when I woke up. Getting a lot of hate for my Jayhawks performance last night. I'm not worried one bit. 28 turnovers will not win you a game, but did see some good things though. Championship still on.
Wow.
28 turnovers, bro. This ain't high school basketball.
That's not the tweet he added us in, is it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, that's brutal.
I hope you are doing all right after that bad loss last
night.
Do
you have anything else to add before we get going?
I do want to kind of go out on a fun note. Here is Snoop Dogg doing play-by-play for the Lakers. I don't know why.
Snoop Dogg to take us out.
LeBron just taking over the game now.
Come on, Bron, walk into the park. That's a walk in the park right there. We call that cake mix. Get there. Let's go. Push that, LBJ. Run that point. PG, get out there, Bradley. Get out there. Give it back to him. Oh, threes, please.
This is epic.
Usually Danny's spot right here. That's corner three.
Don't stop now.
You know, Danny used to play out here, so he got to get him a little bit of something.
That's right. What a championship here.
Yeah, he got to miss a few shots to make them feel like it's all right.
JaVale. You got some rim protectors under there, too.
Oh, boy. JaVale McGee. I love him and Dwight Howard and AD down there, man.
Snoop, what about Dwight coming back? Because I know, right?
He's electric.
Not a lot of people were happy.
I welcome him. I welcome him with warm arms. I mean, I'm so glad he's back home. He's playing a different role now. We don't need him to do what we needed him to do before. He can just play his role, his position.
And he's accepted that role.
Yes. And he's playing as well. Last. Oh, threes, please.
Threes, please.
That's outstanding. I love
have
that.
Have him fill in for Tommy Heinsohn one time. Get him on the.
Oh, that'd be great.
Get him
Dude,
on the.
No, have him fill in. Have him yeah, right? Side by side. You actually get Mike out because he's doing play by play.
Threes, please.
Yeah, threes, please. You know what he just reminded me of, too, is the Dwight Howard highlight. I saw him blocking Kobe White. I don't need to see that shit on Twitter. Freaking. I got a notification. You know how you get like news for you on Twitter?
Is your news being molded after Dwight Howard now?
That got sent to the 5-out account. This is Dwight Howard blocks Kobe White. Oof. That is not shit I want to see.
Surprised it wasn't the Dwight Howard fumbles the Bad News Bears line. So Dwight Howard's like an immediate scrum. And
yeah, that's right.
He wants to name his Lakers the Bad News Lakers.
Talk about a guy that's a moron and clueless. You go watch that movie, dude?
Not because of the Bad News Bears. You know, it's like, oh, we're gonna bring the bad news. We aren't the Bad News Bears. We're just going to bring you the bad news. Like, it's a good thing. Like, we're the big bad team. So
that's what the Bad News Bears ended up doing.
The Bad News Lakers, yeah.
You sent us that tweet.
Yeah. Dwight's not bright.
Here it is. The Bad News Bears. Not the Bad News Bears in a bad way, but, quote, we're going to bring bad news to the other team, close quote. That type of bad news.
Hey, Dwight, just shut up next time. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's the best move. All right, Ty, anything else?
That's it.
We will talk to you all again next week.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it, yeah. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be all right with it. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions, I'm just hoping for some.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.